I got involved in Iditarod through marriage. When my wife and I were dating, I really wanted her to like me, so I went dog mushing with her, and I was hooked. I ran this year's race because I wanted to travel up the historic Iditarod Trail with the dog team, and there's so much history on that trail. It is a canon for distance mushing. So many folks I admire and know have been a part of that race, whether it's working or volunteering along that trail, helping organize the race, or having mushed in it. And I just wanted to be a part of it and see what it was like to experience by dog team. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was about 18 miles before we were coming into Unalakleet, and we sort of turned into this slough, and it was like the dogs knew where we were. They knew where we were near the coast. Suddenly they recognized things, and they just got very excited, started barking, tails wagging. And I mean, this was 60 miles into a long run on not a lot of rest and, you know, a warm day. And here they are, 14 dogs that started the race with me, as excited as ever to get to the coast, everybody pulling, everybody working together, and just like barking, eager for more. I couldn't believe it. I pick up so much energy off their excitement, tails wagging, and just, you know, like, hey, we know where we are. We're home. The home free. The pride in it is amazing to see and be a part of. What I know for sure in life is that I love my wife and family and belong with them, and I'm blessed with a wonderful community of friends and supporters and family.